Well, let's do a little Friday fun, and we're going to focus on the Cowboys' opponent a little bit for some fun. Because when you think of the New York Jets, you think of one thing and one thing only, Joe Willie Namath. And I don't know when that's going to change, and I don't know of another franchise that is so closely tied to one guy, especially if that one guy had his success 50 years ago. Maybe Jim Brown and the Browns?
Maybe.
But, I mean, almost every other NFL franchise has a handful of guys they can hang their hat on. The Jets have one.
Yeah, they really do.
And it's so strange to think of it that way, but that's the way it is.
You know, they've had a number of other good players over the years, but as far as that one guy who crossed over into the pop culture realm, whereas the Cowboys have had many of those, they've had one.
Now, it's a large one. Joe Namath was as big as any movie star or anybody else back in those days. TV star, anybody.
He was a playboy.
Yeah, he was. Boy, I bet you envied him.
Oh, God.
He had that good hair.
I really didn't, though, because, I mean, what he was so far out of the realm of possibility for me that I just kind of let that one go, you know?
Right. Unattainable.
Yeah.
He was rocking fur coats 25 years before Michael Irvin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, he was big pimping.
And boy, the endorsements that guy had, too. You flip through a Playboy from 1968 and see how many boot ads and cologne ads and car ads and stereo ads that guy's spokesman for.
Man,
yeah, he was the league's flagship player.
No
yeah,
doubt.
He was. He was. And it's funny because you look at his stats, and his stats play out about like Bubby Brister.
Yeah.
His stats are horrible. Like, it's unbelievable that he made it to the Hall of Fame. He made it based on one game.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
What he did was, number one, play in New York. Number two, no one understand full well how to take advantage of playing in New York. And number three, capture one magical season, lightning in a bottle, ride that out. And he had a number of other good games where he had really big comebacks. And up in New York, that'll do something for you.
Yeah.
You know? And he put up some pretty big numbers, too,
right,
for that time.
So he's known for a couple of things, and his life took a dramatic turn about 7 years ago, which we'll get to, but right here, the guarantee is about as cool as you can get.
Yeah.
I get on the podium, and a guy in the back of the room yells out, "Hey, Namath, we're going to kick your, you know what." And it just, you know, it was just, no, wait a minute. I've been hearing that all week long. I got news for you, buddy. We're going to win the game, I guarantee you. That's all there was to it. One guy in the media picked up on that statement. Then everybody said, oh, guaranteeing a win, guaranteeing a win.
I didn't react to the word guarantee because...
So that was Edwin Pope of the Miami
right.
Herald, I guess,
yes.
that picked up on that. And at the time, you know, this was Namath doing poolside interviews at the Super Bowl down in Miami and just being super cool and chill. And he went to an awards banquet, and he'd had a few.
Yeah.
And that's when he snapped off on...
Seems
on,
to be a common thread.
Well, yeah. Yeah, hold that thought.
Don't worry.
And he just said, I guarantee you we're going to win that game. And people are like, oh, God. Right, you're going to beat the Colts. My ass, you're going to beat the Colts. Because the Colts at the time were like the Patriots.
Well, the Colts were at the top of their... they were the best team in the NFL that year.
They were the bee's knees, you see.
So that was really cool. Another thing that popped up yesterday that Ty put out there.
You got this or you want us to play it?
You play it.
Okay.
From W, or I got it. You know what, Danny, I can play it. It's no big
deal. We're ready to go.
Okay, I got it. But he was talking about the time he played the Cowboys in 1971, which I have no recollection of course.
Because you were drunk?
Do. I was one.
Oh.
And drunk. But
I was 21 and drunk.
He got into his dad's thermos.
He talked about the Cowboys and brand new Texas Stadium.
So, what do you think of the field we're playing, sir?
Crank it.
Well, today it's wet, a little slippery.
I don't know how it'll be tomorrow because I don't know what the weather's going to be, but it sure does feel hard. You know, it's not as hard as some fields, and it's not as hard as ours in New York when it's frozen, but it's a hard field.
One of the backs, one of the linemen coming off, said he played on ice. Well, this was slippier than some of those fields.
Well, it's a little slippery now because it's wet, I guess. I don't know. It'll be the same way for both teams tomorrow. I don't think it's anywhere as near as slippery as it is in Miami.
How do you feel about the Cowboys' pass defense being the last in the NFL?
I didn't know anything about that until recently, yesterday or the day before, someone mentioned it. I don't follow statistics that much. I look at results more or less. And I've heard that they've been burned a few times, like I say, yesterday. But their record looks like they've been doing okay to me. And the defensive line and linebackers are, they're just a good football team. They have a lot of experience, especially in the secondary and linebackers. And Lillian Andre and Cole, they're super football players.
Frank Ramos, your PR man, was saying that the nerve in your left foot that what was deadened because of that injury was the most painful you'd ever experienced.
Yes, it was, but that's about gone now. I don't have much pain with it or hardly any at all. It's still numb, but it doesn't affect much.
Some of the San Francisco defensive backs were saying, quoted as saying, you were just throwing it up for grabs in a few times. What are your thoughts on that?
Probably. I usually put it up for grabs.
Probably. I usually throw it up for grabs.
So that was the first year at Texas Stadium, and I guess that you practiced there the day before?
That's insane. You got a walkthrough. Yeah.
The day, yeah, I guess so. It's so strange.
You know what the final score of the game was?
What?
7-3.
Cowboys 52, Jets 10.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, that was a thwacken.
Wow.
I guess he threw it up for grabs a lot that day.
And then we move on to the moment that has unfortunately defined his life almost as much or more than the Super Bowl win and whatever else he did in his playing days. That fateful evening with Susie Colbert at halftime, or I guess during the game, during the Monday Night Football contest with his beloved Jets, when he is asked by Susie about Chad Pennington.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
He's a quality, classy.
That sentence made no sense.
No, and
that's a very drunken Groobs-like answer.
Man, at this point, I fault ESPN for a lot of things.
Not dumping out or going to him to begin with?
You had to have known how drunk he was on the field. Susie
it's
had
not,
to have known that.
It's not like he sounded like Mr. Spock right before the mic went live.
Right. And then that should have been it. Wait, Joe, thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it. You have a great night. That should have been it.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't it.
Back that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower. He's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is. And if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
Hold here 1 second for the stop.
Pennington draw play to Curtis Martin. He'll get six.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed, Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment.
Yeah, you know,
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All right. Thank you, Susie.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a happy guy.
Oh, boy, is he happy.
That's my favorite.
Still the greatest line from, what was his name, Paul?
Paul McGuire.
Paul McGuire.
Oh,
ever.
Boy, is he
boy,
happy.
Boy, is he happy.
Boy, the bet, God, I know this has been broken down a million times, but thanks, Joe. That's a huge compliment. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah. I love it when he goes, the focus is going to be on next year. We want to make noise this year.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah, and then that led right into I want to kiss you.
Wow.
God. And you know what? Man. That is the last time Joe Namath drank. That is the last time. And I can imagine being publicly humiliated on national television would drive you to sobriety. But, I mean, think about him waking up that next morning.
Is that what it's
gonna
take?
Going, right. I mean, it's happened to me on national radio before.
Hello.
But think about waking up that next morning and maybe looking down at your phone and going, oh, no. Oh, God. And that was it. Clean and sober ever since.
Well, good for him.
Good for him.
Yep.